This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back as we continue to unpack the lawsuit, the civil lawsuit against Diddy from Mr. Jones. And it's directed at not only Diddy, but a litany of defendants. We are now up to line 208 as we continue to break this whole thing down. This section is focusing on mail fraud, multiple acts of mail fraud in violation of U.S. codes. I'm looking at it here. It's a lot of the same. If you understand what mail fraud is, that's what they're alleging, is that they specifically use the mail to further their enterprise, if you will. Basically, what it is talking about by using the mail, by both placing and causing to be placed cash, letters, marketing materials, advertisements, agreements, and other matters in depositories, and by removing or causing to be removed letters and other mailable matters from depositors in violation of the mail fraud scheme. So it's basically saying they use the mail within their operation. I won't bore you with all of the details of that because it does get a little much. And then the next section, defendants committed multiple acts of wire fraud in violation of 18 USC. That's again stating you're using the U.S. wire transferring system in criminal ways that would be fraudulent. And it goes through all the details of that and the code violations in which they believe it was used. Then we go to the second cause of action, sexual assault and sexual harassment against Mr. Combs. Line 221, Mr. Jones incorporates by reference all preceding paragraphs and realleges them as if set fully herein. Thank you for that. We don't have to read it all again. Line 222 is described above. Mr. Combs frightened and placed plaintiff in apprehension of harm when he physically and sexually assaulted him from October of 2022 to October of 2023 in Mr. Combs' home in Miami, New York, United States, Virgin Islands, and Los Angeles. Mr. Combs forcibly touched and attempted and or threatened to touch plaintiff's intimate areas and or touch plaintiff with his own intimate body parts. Mr. Combs violently gripped and palmed Mr. Jones' anus and crotch without consent. Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to work in Mr. Combs' bathroom and watch Mr. Combs as he showered. Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to work in the studio while Mr. Combs stripped naked to get his body massaged. Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to work while Mr. Combs walked around naked. As a result of Mr. Combs' conduct, plaintiff has suffered and continues to suffer from, including physical injury, severe emotional distress, humiliation, anxiety, and other consequential damages for which he is entitled to an award of monetary damages and other relief. The conduct of Mr. Combs described above is willful, wanton, and malicious. At all relevant times, Mr. Combs acted with conscious disregard for plaintiff's rights and feelings, acted within the knowledge of or with reckless disregard for the fact that his conduct was certain to cause injury and or humiliation to plaintiff and intended to cause fear, physical injury, and or pain and suffering to plaintiff by virtue of foregoing plaintiff's entitled to recover punitive damages. They were up to the third cause of action, California's bystander neglect of infliction of emotional distress against Mr. Combs and defendant Justin Combs. Line 227 reads, Mr. Jones incorporates by reference all preceding paragraphs and realleges them as if set forth herein. 228, Mr. Jones brings a claim against Mr. Combs and J. Combs for the CRS shooting of G. The elements of bystander need are 1, closely related to injury of victim, 2, is present at the scene of an injury-producing event at the time it occurs, and is there then aware that it is causing injury to the victim, and 3, as a result, suffers serious emotional distress, a reaction beyond that which would be anticipated in a disinterested witness, and which is not an abnormal response to circumstances. That's RA versus Superior Court, and then the coding is there. In line 230, as detailed above, Mr. Jones was 2 feet away from G as either J. Combs or Mr. Combs shot him multiple times in the restroom at CRS. As detailed above, Mr. Jones was the only individual that aided G as he laid on the bathroom floor in a fetal position, bleeding out. As detailed above, Mr. Combs and J. Combs orchestrated a cover-up as through Fahim Muhammad lied to the LAPD and forced Mr. Jones and all the other attendees of the writers' camp to lie to the police as well. Mr. Combs and J. Combs knew that they had shot G in the restroom and that G was shot as he was leaving the studio. Mr. Combs and J. Combs' intentional deception caused a delay in G receiving immediate medical care, and the ambulance parked three blocks away from CRS out of fear that there was an active shooting. Mr. Jones had to run down the block and convince them that the shooting had ended. These events traumatized Mr. Jones. It caused Mr. Jones to suffer insomnia, PTSD, severe anxiety, and depression. Additionally, the fear and silence from the remaining witness aided in the reinforcement of Mr. Combs' statements that he is untouchable. As a result of Mr. Combs and J. Combs' conduct, Plaintiff Jones has suffered and continues to suffer harm, including severe emotional distress, anxiety, and other consequential damages for which he is entitled to an award of monetary damages and other relief. Line 234, the conduct of Mr. Combs and J. Combs described above as willful, wanton, and malicious. At all relevant times, Mr. Combs and J. Combs acted with conscientious disregard for plaintiff's rights and feelings, acted with the knowledge of or with reckless disregard for the fact that their conduct was certain to cause injury to plaintiff and intended to cause fear, physical injury, and or pain and suffering to plaintiff. By virtue of the foregoing, plaintiff is entitled to recover punitive damages. We're now up to fourth cause of action, sexual assault against Jane Doe number one, young Miami's cousin. Line 235 reads, Mr. Jones incorporates by reference all preceding paragraphs and realleges them as if set forth herein. As described above, Jane Doe 1 frightened and placed plaintiff in apprehension of harm when she physically and sexually assaulted him on Thanksgiving Day 2022 in Mr. Combs' home in Miami, Florida. Jane Doe 1 forcibly touched and attempted and or threatened to touch plaintiff's intimate areas and or touch plaintiff with her own intimate body parts. Jane Doe 1 used her mouth and performed oral sex on plaintiff while he was urinating in the restroom. Plaintiff fought her off while Mr. Combs and his associates sat outside loudly laughing. Jane Doe 1 then followed Mr. Jones outside of the restroom and began undressing in front of Mr. Combs and his associates, straddled Mr. Jones, and attempted to have forced sexual intercourse with him. As a result of Jane Doe 1's conduct, plaintiff has suffered and continues to suffer from, including physical injury, severe emotional distress, humiliation, anxiety, and other consequential damages for which he is entitled to an award of monetary damages and other relief. The conduct of Jane Doe 1 described above was willful, wanton, and malicious. At all relevant times, Jane Doe 1 acted with conscious disregard for plaintiff's rights and feelings, acted with the knowledge of or with reckless disregard for the fact that her conduct was certain to cause injury and or humiliation to plaintiff, and intended to cause fear, physical injury, and or pain and suffering to plaintiff. By virtue of foregoing, plaintiff is entitled to recover punitive damage. Fifth cause of action, premises liability for the sexual assault committed by Jane Doe 1, young Miami's cousin, against Mr. Combs. Mr. Jones incorporates by reference all preceding paragraphs and realleges them as if set forth herein. Line 241, Mr. Jones was sexually assaulted by Jane Doe 1 in Miami, Florida, on Thanksgiving 2022. Mr. Combs was present while Mr. Jones was being assaulted by Jane Doe 1. Mr. Jones was legally on the premises as a guest and invitee of Mr. Combs. Jane Doe 1 was legally on the premises as a guest invitee of Mr. Combs. Mr. Combs owned the premises and had domination and control over the premises where Mr. Jones was harmed. Mr. Combs had domination and control over the actions of Jane Doe 1 and failed to step in and stop Jane Doe 1 from sexually assaulting Mr. Jones. As owner of the property, Mr. Combs had the duty to protect Mr. Jones from the harm he suffered at the hands of Jane Doe 1. Mr. Combs breached his duty when he failed to stop Jane Doe 1 from sexually assaulting Mr. Jones. In furtherance of this breach, Mr. Combs was laughing and encouraging Jane Doe 1 to continue her assault of Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones has suffered immense because of Mr. Combs' intentional breach of his duty to him. As a result of the breach of his duty, Mr. Jones has suffered and continues to suffer harm. Again, we talk about the same anxiety and damage and is entitled to relief. The conduct of Mr. Combs described above was willful, wanton, and malicious. At all relevant times, Mr. Combs acted with conscientious disregard for plaintiff's rights and feelings, and basically repeats the same thing again. Six cause of action. This is what we're going to get to in our next segment. This is the premises liability for the sexual assault committed by Cuba Gooding Jr. against Mr. Combs. We're going to talk about that in our next segment as we continue to weed our way through this very long civil lawsuit presented to Sean Combs and many others from Mr. Jones. That's coming up. Press subscribe as we continue to make our way through it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.